Graydon House and Harper Audio present She's Faking It by Kristen Rockaway. Performed by Sunila Nankani. Chapter 1. As I pressed my fingertip to the doorbell, I realized I'd made a huge mistake. I forgot the Chipotle ranch dressing. I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but you had to understand the customers in this neighborhood. They were ruthless. When they ordered 10 pieces of gourmet, organic, locally sourced fried chicken, they expected the artisanal dipping sauce to be included with their delivery. If not, they wouldn't hesitate to give you a 1-star rating. No excuses. Though I did have a pretty valid excuse that night, because things were crazy hectic at the chicken coop. Between the short-tempered waitstaff and the long lines at the walk-up window, I could barely get Osvaldo's attention when I went to pick up the order. I must have stood at the service entrance for at least 5 minutes, waving maniacally before he finally thrust the bag of chicken in my hand, then raced back to the kitchen without so much as a hello. The frenzy was contagious, so instead of stopping at the condiment counter like I should have, I skipped past it and hurried to my car, eager to drop off this delivery as quickly as possible so I could come back and pick up another one. I figured if I was lucky and I hustled, I could make a decent amount of money this evening on fried chicken orders alone. If only I'd remembered the Chipotle ranch dressing. The front door creaked open, and a woman appeared at the threshold wearing a t-shirt that read, "No Excuses," which wasn't particularly promising. According to the Grubgetter's driver app, her name was Andrea T. She looked exactly like someone I'd expect to live in a suburb like this. Slender, stylish, stunning, even in mesh panel leggings and a messy bun. Perfect from head to toe. Just like my sister. "Hello," she smiled at me, and for a split second, I thought maybe it was all going to be okay. Maybe Andrea T. would have mercy on me. After all, from her point of view, I was just a ditzy delivery girl driving a dilapidated rust bucket around town, trying to scrape together some semblance of an income. Meanwhile, she was living the high life in this sprawling McMansion with 2 shiny SUVs in the driveway. Surely she'd give me a 5-star rating simply out of pity. "Hi." I held the chicken bag aloft and forced a smile. "Andrea?" She nodded and took it out of my hands. "Thanks." "No problem." This was my cue to skedaddle, but a pang of uncertainty glued me in place. Should I tell her I forgot the dressing? She was going to find out sooner or later, and fessing up now could save me from a 1-star rating. It would show I was a woman who was ready to own up to my mistakes, a ditzy delivery girl with integrity. "Is there something else you need?" Andrea's friendly smile was fading fast. "It's just," I stammered, knowing it was irrational to worry over something so inconsequential. It was a 2-ounce container of ranch dressing, for crying out loud. Andrea probably had a Costco-sized tub of it in her fridge. What really worried me, though, was that this was so unlike me. I never, ever made mistakes on my orders. And even though I knew there was no prestige in being a grub-getter, I still took pride in my work. Showing up on time, double-checking orders, maintaining a positive attitude, even when suburbanites were chewing me out on their doorsteps. This attention to detail was why I had a perfect 5-star average rating. It was what made me a top grubber, with first dibs on the best shifts in the busiest areas of San Diego. So it wasn't just a forgotten condiment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?